Next update on my world travels, this time continuing my South America trip. We're going to the Falkland Isles. Sorry, I've just been to the Falkland Isles. And lots of people ask me, well, what are the Falkland Isles like? And I say, well, like, a little bit like Scotland, like a little bit of the edge of Scotland, like some of the Outer Hebrides or maybe part of the Shetland Islands or somewhere, have come loose, drifted down to the South Atlantic and have been invaded at various times by penguins and Argentinians. Because that's pretty much what you have here. It's famous for being a place that you go and see penguins and birds and other things like that. And also it's famous for the Falklands War, obviously claimed by Argentina at the beginning of the 1980s and claimed back again by the British. So, of course, the Argentinians call it the Isla Malvinas, the Malvinas, and it's on all of their maps. It's right there, like Chile always puts its claimed territories down in Antarctica and all its maps. On all of the maps, it says Isla Malvinas, talking about the Falkland Islands. Of course, the Falkland Islands War down there, not many Argentinians make it to the place now, which is quite strange, really, because when I've met other Argentinians up, especially up in Buenos Aires, and I said, "Yeah, I'm going to the Falkland Islands," and they're saying, "Ooh, not the Falkland Islands," and they actually think that the people who live there are Argentinians, or they want to be Argentinians. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's very, very British. It's actually probably one of the most British places you'll ever go to. You know, we've got the British pubs, and they've got the fish and chips. And when I got off the cruise ship this time out, there's a stand there, like a food stand there, and I got myself a sausage in a bun with tomato ketchup, and that's sort of a very British kind of thing to do, and it really made me feel like I was back in England to have a sausage and a bun. I've not had a sausage and a bun like that for a long time. Of course, I have sausages and buns in Berlin quite often, but or every now and then, let me put it that way. But it's not the same kind of sausage in a bun as you get back in England, but you get them there in the Falklands. So it's a quite strange place to live. It's quite a strange place to visit. And again, as I was saying before, not many Argentinians get there because there's no flights in and out of Argentina to get there. To fly there, you either have to fly from the south of Chile, like Punta Arenas. You can get them on boats from Punta Arenas as well. And also you can fly there from England. You actually fly out of an army base just outside of London to get to the Falklands. It's a very strange way to get in and out. So, of course, the easiest way to get there and the way that the vast, vast majority of people visit the Falkland Isles is on cruise ships, because, you know, they turn up and they can have 2,000 people on a cruise ship, and they might have, during the summer months, sort of like 3 or 4 months during the Southern Hemisphere summer, and they have maybe 2, 3, 4 cruise ships a week come into there. So that is one of the main, unlike sort of these other places where, of course, you know, Montevideo gets lots of tourists from its from the cruise ships, but there's other ways in and out, whereas the Falklands, pretty much cruising is the only way to get in and out, especially, of course, if you're an Argentinian. So a lot of Argentinians go on cruises to the Falklands or around South America, around the southern tip of South America, specifically so they can go and visit the cemeteries from the Falklands War there, and to see the history of the Falklands War. Of course, that does have another legacy. Of course, there are the graveyards there, and there is the army base, the British Air Force base there as well. And of course, there's lots of places you can't go because of landmines. I'll put up a photo there in the notes of signs saying, do not go here, do not go there because of the landmines. But otherwise, yeah, it is a very strange little place. Stanley is the main port, is the main place where the cruise ships visit. And of course, you have to tender, get on one of the boats from the cruise ship across to the jetty there in Stanley. And it's very strange because lots of people get off the ship and they're like, oh, well, maybe I'll catch a taxi up to the museum. And it's like, no, the museum is around about 100 meters away. Oh, well, I'll go up to the cathedral. And it's like, no, that's 50 meters away. Oh, and I'll go to the shops and stuff like that. It's like, yep, they're 25 meters away. Oh, I'll go to the graveyard. Yeah, that's another 200 meters in the other direction. So actually, if you're going to walk around Stanley, everything is accessible just on foot. Again, there's not a whole lot to do there. So what I always do, or the other things that you could do, which I don't normally do, is go on the penguin tours. And so you can go across and see the different king penguins and the Magellanic penguins. And the way it works is that it's the locals who own the land and who own the farms and sort of live there. They are, when the cruise ships turn up, they are then the the people who run the tours, and they do it in their own vehicles. So you actually turn up and you get in a Land Rover or a Range Rover or another four-wheel drive. Everyone there has got four-wheel drive vehicles. And you go off and you drive across fields and over tracks and over hills and things like that for maybe 2 hours. And when you get to the other end, you really get to know the place a lot, in a lot of depth, because of course the people who live there and work there are your tour guides, and they take you across their own land to see the king penguins. Now, I've never done that because it's quite expensive to do that. So what I always do is a walk. And what I do is I get onto one of the shuttle buses, which goes to Gypsy Cove. And Gypsy Cove, you can't see the king penguins, and you can't see the rockhopper penguins, but you can see the Magellanic penguins, or as they're known locally, the jackass penguins, because they make a noise like a jackass, like a donkey. But what I do, I jump off early, or I can. There's different ways that I do it, but I jump off where the Lady Elizabeth shipwreck is. It's this old steel hull that's got blown down the Stanley Harbour and got snagged on some rocks down the bottom, and there's loads of this because you can really tell which way the wind blows, because all of the ships that come loose get blown down exactly the same way and get wrecked on the rocks down the end. So if you walk along around the coastline from the Lady Elizabeth wreck and keep walking, you can find maybe four or five different wrecked steel hulls and some other planks and stuff which has already come from broken up boats as well there. And what I do is that I walk around. Now, like I said before, I go to this place quite often, or I've been there many times. I think I've been there 8 times on 5 different cruise ships, and 5 times I've been down there. I've done the same walk, a very similar walk, and I just walk along the seafront from the Lady Elizabeth wreck around to Gypsy Cove. You could probably do it, if you're just walking quickly, you could probably do it around about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But of course, I'm taking photographs all the time. And because I've done this for quite a few years, and just this year, or over the last few months, I've done it 3 times been to the Falklands. And because I do this, I get to know the penguins, so the penguin families quite well. So the first time I do it and I look into a burrow and there's just a penguin there sitting on a nest, and the next time I went back a few weeks later, there was the penguin there, and then there was the little chicks there as well sitting there. And this time when I went a few days ago, there was the chicks are grown up and they're outside the nest, and the chicks are waddling around as well. And it's really great to go back there and do the same walk every few weeks, or like 3 times in one season. And it's not just the penguins, there's the duck families as well. I've got the families where there's just the ducks, and then the ducks are little chicks, and then the ducks with the bigger chicks, and the same with the geese as well. And also, as I've walked around, I've seen the same sea lion in the same spot 3 times in a row. So now when I go along there, I know exactly what to look for. And all the other different birds, the oyster catchers and the little red-chested things, I'm not quite sure what they are, and all these different and the turkey vultures as well, I know where they are, so I can get my camera out. And this time I have a new zoom lens for my camera, and it makes a huge amount of difference because it's got image stabilization. So beforehand, the last time I was there, my zoom lens had broken, the autofocus had broken, so all the time I was getting these photos, yet was having to like do the focus myself. But now with a fast autofocus and good image stabilization, it makes a huge amount of difference for the quality of the photographs. And I've got a much larger I'm now filling up a much larger a memory card as well. So I got about 400 photos, probably just over 400 photos of penguins and the turkey vultures and the ducks and the geese and the seals and all these different kind of things. And it is an amazing walk. And again, next time I go to the Falklands, I'm going to do the same walk again. And probably the next time I'll do the same walk again, because I find it really interesting. There's so much wildlife. And as someone who really enjoys wildlife photography, it's well worth doing. When I get around to Gypsy Cove, that's where all the normal tourists are. And of course, you can sometimes get up close to penguins. And this time you can, because they're all over the place. They're all feeding their chicks and things. But sometimes you get there and you can't get very close to the penguins, and the tourists are walking around going, no, you can't get very close to the penguins. But if you've done the walk that I've just done, which when you go to the Falklands next time you should do, you get to see wildlife as up close and more diverse than you do on the tours. Maybe if you go across and see the king penguins and the other penguin tours that you can do, you'll be able to see more. And of course, when I get around there, there's this old Second World War artillery gun cannon thing. I'm not entirely sure the technical term for it. It's this big artillery gun, and every time I get there, I line it up line the gun up with the cruise ship that I'm on, that will be out in Stanley Harbour, and take a photo of the cannon pointing sort of perspective, trickery perspective at the cruise ship. And like I say, I think I've got four very similar photos of different cruise ships with this gun pointing at different cruise ships. The only other place that I've been to in the Falklands was actually the first time I visited the Falklands. We went to Stanley Harbour and then we went to West Point, which is on the other side of the islands. Now, not a lot of cruise ships go there because it's a very small place. You have to get the tender in again. And what makes West Point so interesting, it's just this tiny island, and you stop at one side of the island, and then you walk over the top of the island, and you get to a rockhopper penguin rookery and an albatross rookery, and they're both exactly in the same spot, which is really cool, because like the albatross, these huge birds, these albatrosses, I think albatrosses are some of the biggest, like the birds with the biggest wingspans, or the widest wingspan in the world, and they're on top of these big tussocks of grass, and then underneath the grass are the rockhopper penguins sitting on their nests underneath, and you can walk around, and they're just not afraid of people at all. You can just walk around, and you're really close up to them. It was amazing. The albatross weren't taking off or flying anywhere. They're mostly just hanging out on the nest because it was so misty. But there's actually a runway, because albatrosses, when they're on land, they can't just open the wings and fly. They've got to take a run up to take off. So there's this sort of this slope which goes down towards the sea. And you can see sort of like the rough grass where all the albatrosses have ran down the grass and tried to take off and ran down the grass and obviously not just tried to take off, but have taken off, and then they launch themselves into the air, which makes it must be quite strange for the young albatross, because the first time they're going to be taking off is going to have to be down this runway. So it must be quite interesting. And of course, rockhopper penguins, they're known for hopping up rocks. So this whole rookery is actually a good like 30, 40 meters above sea level, up these very steep cliffs. And of course, the albatross, they can just come in and land directly next to the rookery. But the rockhopper penguins have to come all the way up from the sea. And when you actually look at the path that they go up to the nest to lay the eggs is... it's quite a, I'm not sure I would want to climb a mountain like that just to get to nest to feed my chicks. I'm not sure that's the kind of thing I'd like to do. Anyway, so that's the Falklands. Again, sometimes you can't get to the Falklands on the cruise ship. One time I was there, this time when I was coming through, it was, not this time, but when I was performing, I said I was performing the nights that were in the night of the day that were in the Falklands, and the weather was quite bad and the sea was quite rough, which meant I had to swap my show around quite a bit. But in the past, I've been there, and there's been the waves have been so big that the captain just said, okay, no, we're not going to go there. And so this was, I mentioned it a few updates ago when we were on the Norwegian Dream. And there was another cruise ship which did sort of a very similar itinerary called the Infinity. I think it's the Celebrity Infinity. And the captain of that ship said, no, we're going to go through the storm and we're going to get to the Falklands because, you know, there's lots of Argentinians on board and it's their only chance to get there. And maybe this will be the only time in their life when they're going to go down to the Falklands. And of course, they want to go there. And it means a lot to them. But the so our captain said, no, and we just went down to Ushuaia and got there a day early, like an evening earlier, and had an overnight there. But the other cruise ship went battled through the storm for a day and a half to get there. And of course, when the sea is bad, you can't use the tender. It's too dangerous to get on and off the cruise ship with on these small boats to go in and out. So they sat outside the harbour, couldn't even get into the harbour for about 45 minutes, and then battled for another 3 days down through the storm again. And they the waves were so bad that the windows were smashing on the top decks and the railings were being ripped off down the side of the ships, and everyone just had to stay inside and sit on the floor and be really, really ill. And about a week later, they'd managed to catch up with our cruise ship again. And I talked to one of the other entertainers when we got down over to Puerto Montt again, one of the other entertainers from that ship, and I met up with them, and they told me this story. And then the next night, or that night at dinner, I met the captain who was going into the same restaurant as me, and I said, thank you so much for not taking us to the Falklands, not putting us through that bad weather. So there you go. Anyway, talking of bad weather, at the moment, heading down over the Drake Passage, going down towards Antarctica. I'm really, really looking forward to this. I went there a few years ago. The Drake Passage, I'll probably do an update just about crossing the Drake Passage and Cape Horn, but I'll do that after Antarctica. Anyway, if you've enjoyed this update, email me, Luke juggler@juggler.net. If you've got any questions about the Falklands, I'll be pleased to answer them for you. Otherwise, check out the website with the photos that I've posted there. There'll be photos of penguins and cruise ships and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, check that out as well. Otherwise, I'll catch you next time.